Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. All right, welcome to Shine On, Sista, and today we have Stacey Weber, who is the founder of True You Training. She's an empowerment coach, a corporate trainer, and a phenomenal speaker. She has so many, you know, tools in her toolbox. She's a certified law of attraction coach, certified personal fitness trainer, and, you know, with certifications in weight loss and management and fitness nutrition, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So welcome, Stacey.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me here. I love your energy and what you do for entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much. So tell us, you know, I just feel like I couldn't even do justice for all that you do. And there's just like so much that you're able to help people with. So let us know like your background and what you're up to right now.
So I guess just sharing my journey, because my company is True You Training, and that really came from my journey in the last, 25, 26 years of, you know, finding myself, my true, you know, self inside. And I was in outside sales. I was in the corporate world for 25 plus years, where I trained outside salespeople, probably hundreds of outside salespeople. I was in management. I covered three states. Wow. And I really loved what I did. However, you know, I started off with a family-owned company where I was always part of just creating something. And I loved that, being a part of something bigger than myself. And so that's how my journey started and really, you know, grew, because I was this really green outside salesperson. I didn't know what the heck I was doing at the beginning. And but because of the mentors and a lot of women that helped me, I kept growing and I kept contributing and I kept going. And then the company was sold to a larger family-owned company, and then we were sold to a corporate company, which was all great. And I continued to grow, became this division manager of this distribution company. But it became to where it wasn't about the people. And what I loved the best about what I did was mentoring, helping people reach their full potential, watching them just really open up and shine and find their strengths. And in there, it became where it just was, it wasn't about that anymore. It was about the number. And so there was one day where I was, you know, I was traveling a lot. I had two small children at the time, where I was in the airport kind of going, gosh, if I could just get through the week, you know, if I just get to the weekend where I could find some relief. And I thought to myself, I'm wishing my life away. And I just thought, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. There's got to be a different way. And so I started, that was kind of like the start of me looking at, you know, how can things be different, especially for women? I'm really passionate, because women, as you know, have so much on their plate. It seems like more, you know, more than men. I hate to say that, but because we're, you know, juggling children and family, and then, you know, trying to really shine at, you know, whatever we're doing, right? And then trying to balance all of that. And so I started my journey reading books on, you know, thinking differently, going to seminars and things like that, that I finally, well, and partly as well, is I went through a very difficult divorce where, you know, one day my husband came home and said, you know, this is it. And then I found out he, and went with my personal friend, who was my personal trainer. So there was kind of a lot of life shakeups for me. And what that really, where I went from there was, I found out what I truly wanted to do, what I want to do, right? What's my passion? And so that's where I decided I'm going to become a personal trainer. I love exercising. I love helping people be
God
fit
bless
and
you.
healthy, feel good.
Yeah.
And so I became that, as well as I went through a year-long life coaching certification where I found just such wonderful processes and ways of thinking. And that's why I do what I do now, because I know no matter what's happening outside, it's all about how you think. And so I share with people the processes that I've learned on how, no matter what's happening, no matter what the circumstances, you can still be happy and you have the
Woo!
choice every day. So.
Beautiful. I love that. And just thank you for sharing. And in my head, I'm like, why does it always take a crisis?
You know, see, that's the journey, you know,
It is.
and in that
And the
tough
gift.
place, I'll have to say it was, there were gifts in there.
Yeah, yep.
And if you look back at the gifts and you let go of the hurt, because that only, you know, just brings you down, if you can go, what were the gifts? And that's what lifts you back up.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yep. And it takes going through it to know, like, oh, I must be going through one of those growth spurts again. For yay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but you get better at looking for the gems versus staying in despair. And having someone like you on like your life team is also beneficial. You need it's we sometimes also go it alone or feel like we have to know everything. And it's like there's people in place that study this, that know this, that all you have to do is reach out and then you will be carried, So that's also important. You mentioned books, and so I kind of like took a quick note because I love books. So what were some of the first books when you were like shifting your mindset to be like, there's got to be more than this? What were some of those books that kind of pulled you out and pulled you around?
Well, I love Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Okay.
He has passed, I think it's
Yes.
a couple years. But The Power of Intention, I've read many of his books. Was The Ultimate Calling, Inspiration, Your Ultimate Calling. I love that one. I
Oh.
listen to books over and over again. You know, I go to the gym and I just listen,
Yes.
and you pick up more and more. You know, you read once, you get just a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen to again and again. But I love him, and I actually interviewed Serena Dyer,
Oh.
his
Daughter,
daughter,
yeah.
for like a podcast like this a couple of years ago, right after he passed. A year after he passed, and he wrote a book as well. And just people that know the power of your mind, we just only tap into a little bit of what we really can do. And that's what I love to share with people, is that, you know, there's so much more that you were just not aware of, right?
Yeah.
We bring up that awareness.
That's super cool. So, you were talking about mindset and life coaching, but also like sales training and corporate. So, you're melding two different worlds that don't often come together. So, how are you helping people right now with all that genius you got going on?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up in a minute. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying, how do you, since you have all that genius, how do you work with people right now?
Well, I work with people, I work with people one-on-one. I have a few group coaching programs. One of them's called Limitless Life, Body,
Ooh,
and Business. And
nice.
so I really help people go, what do you want? I help them get clarity on what do you truly want, not what you think you can do, because we put limits on ourselves. Well, I think, what do you really want to do? So help people get clarity in whatever area that is. It could be health and fitness, it could be their business, it could be relationships, right? Which encompass everything.
Yeah.
And then I help them, like, with processes to kind of open them up and be aware. I mean, more than anything, if people can just be aware of the way they're thinking. Our thoughts are a lot of times habitual, and
Yeah.
we saying things over and over again, telling ourselves stories that aren't necessarily true about, what we can do in our lives based on the past or what our parents said to us, that
Yeah.
type of thing. So,
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, because there's like an unlearning, right, that goes into that process, because you don't even know. I say it's like asking a fish what water feels like. Like, you don't even know to think, well, where are these thoughts coming from? Or you don't even know you're thinking a thought. So even that concept is new for someone who doesn't know, you know? And I feel like we all have to have that moment where someone teaches you, or you get a clue, or you learn that you're not your thoughts. And that's step one.
Absolutely, but yet, we're so bombarded with information.
Messages.
Everything is just go, go, go. Texts and emails. It's just a constant thing where we're not even realizing what we're thinking. We're just on auto.
Yeah, it's one thing to go from like, oh, I had no I idea, to like waking up to that concept. But what blows me away, which is what you're saying, is being aware, knowing this, being in the work, and how fast you still can get like just swept up and go unconscious, you know? And it's remarkable. Yeah,
Yeah,
it is a practice. Yeah.
I talk about that a lot where, people can go, I know what I want, I got a clear path, I got my vision, I got my goals, and yet you can get derailed like that.
Wow.
In a day, all of a sudden you're off this way and you're like, what happened? Right?
Yeah, I have a coach, Katie Max, who does work around relationship with self, but she calls it the drift. And so when just speaking of the drift, I'll feel like I woke up like on the sides of the banks, you know, like what happened, you know, shipwrecked. So yeah, and it's so great that, again, like having someone like you in one's life to hold, you know, just like stay the course, hold them accountable, and give the tools that one would need to just like keep their highest intention in front of them, because that's really what we all need. You know, we know what we want, we know our desires, and yet the pull is so strong, and now more than ever with all this technology and screens and demands, and we free up time only to fill it with more stuff. So
Yeah,
you're
that's true.
doing amazing work. So who are your favorite people to work with?
Well,
Like what types of clients?
some people come to me, and I love it when they go, I want to go bigger, in my business or in my life. Maybe they go, you know what? I've waited to really focus on me, health and
Totally.
fitness, and I believe that everything really starts up here, and that most of the time we know what to do. Time, like with health and fitness, it's not like we know if I want to release weight, I eat less and I move more. I mean, this is not, but yet, why don't we do it, right? Because something up here is telling a story of it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to change, so when we think something's going to be hard, we don't do it. We're not forward. So no matter how many goals that you have written down, you read them every day, that doesn't mean necessarily that you are going to move forward. So it could be they want to go bigger. It could be they feel like I'm not getting anywhere and I don't know why. And it's not abnormal. Believe me, I talk to people all the time. I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing great this area, but this, I have not gone anywhere. Why is that? And so what I find is what we've been talking about, it's your beliefs about yourself, what you think you can do or can't do, your mindset every day, whether you, I mean, I've heard people go, I know what I need to do. I need to get out up earlier in the morning, and yet, do they get up? No, they don't. Why is that? It's like
Crazy making.
something is going on when you first wake up. And so there's different things that I help people do to break free, to really realize what am I believing in that's me for moving forward. And so people get unstuck, and to help them start, some people they can go boom and get it figured out. Sometimes it just takes time. Everybody's on a different journey. I was going, wherever you are today is totally okay, because that's just part of the journey that you're on in
That's
your
true.
life. So beat yourself up if you don't know. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I remember saying that, and my husband was like, well, that's crazy. I'm like, If anything gets me mad or irritated, I'll be like 20% irritated, but then I'll be 80% irritated that I'm irritated. And he's like, "Now, how helpful is that?" And it's like, if you could cut out all that beating yourself up about what you're not doing, then all you have to do is just work on what you're not doing versus overcoming all of that beating, like all that other stuff. So,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
just
I
like be
totally understand.
compassionate, with yourself and just like get to the doing. Because I also know there is comfort in that of like beating myself up and going down the, whatever spiraling out, because then you get to deal with that and then you don't have to deal with the core issue, right? So you
Yes.
don't have to meet the resistance for sure. And I could totally see how this work would be helpful, for women, because I just learned about this term, the mental load, where there's so much that's invisible, but we carry so much in our heads where it's like we know where so-and-so's keys are, we know everyone's schedule, we know soccer practice. So even if you have a partnership of any kind that's helpful, you're like data center central. And so that mental load, just like decision fatigue or anything else, wears on people. And I know women tend to carry a load, whether someone told them to or not. It's just how we roll. So I could see your work being really poignant for women. Do you find that they really flourish, working with you?
I do because I can totally relate to all the different things that they want and they should want. And sometimes they don't even allow themselves to want it. I just like, oh, my heart goes out because I'll say, what do you want? And they go, I don't know, because they're not allowing themselves to even like that they deserved it. That they're innately caregivers so much, like take care of everybody else, take care of everybody else. And then at the end of the day, you get depressed because there's nothing left. Like there was no time for you. And I tell people, like, if you're full, if you're happy, you have more to give, right? And so it's allowing oneself to say, I should be priority, right? Yet as women, most of the time we put ourselves here at the bottom of the list. So I really enjoy doing that because I know that just makes a huge difference for women.
So women listening, so there's a woman who is doing that very thing, depleting herself. She knows to put the mask on herself first. She's heard it before, but yet again, day to day, finds herself at the end of the day totally depleted, not even retracing her steps, thinking like, I don't even know where I would have fit myself in though, honestly. So what are some quick like start, like what's just one thing she can do to just kind of start shifting that in her world?
Just a quick little thing that came up in my mind, because my children now, I have two sons, one's 18 and one's 21, but I remember a day where I was just, they were very little and they were, it was just all encompassing. I sat on the floor going, what happened to me, right? What happened to me? And so I go, okay, so what it's important if you feel, if you allow yourself to be valuable, like I am valuable and it's important to fill me up because then I can give more, is just one thing. Just say, today, what's one thing I could do for myself? Just one thing. And it doesn't have to be go get a pedicure, even though it would be great, right? That would be something to do, but it could be as small as, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk by myself for 5 minutes. I mean, it could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because that's just giving time for you to think. You know what I mean? Could be, and that put that on the calendar. See, the thing is that you intend to do it, yet then it's not a priority on the list where you've got a calendar and you've got, this business thing and the kids take them to whatever soccer practice, and yet you're not on there. And it's like, if you put it on the calendar, then that's on the calendar, just like anything else. But we think that that's not even, that's like fluff or whatever. So you got to just go, what's one little thing I could do for me today? And that could be something that you enjoy, reading a book, sitting outside in the sun, for 15 minutes and reading a book, whatever that is, going for a walk, going to the mall and just walking around.
Yeah.
But that is what I try to help women do, is put yourself on the calendar.
I do obey my calendar, so that is a good one. I do obey my appointment. So it's like, make an appointment with yourself. I love that. And also just what I was hearing you say just in the beginning, it's like, and you work with mindset. And so that's what I was hearing. It's a mindset shift of just decide to focus on yourself. Like, that's the first step. No matter what it is, it's just turning your focus inward and not... and just doing whatever you want to do, which is such a concept. You know, women don't always often think like that, or at least women who I know and myself included, that's just not the go-to. That's not my default. That would be the practice. You know, that would be the thing that I'd have to practice. So I love that. And other thing that I heard at the end of what you were saying, like, you know, take a 5-minute walk or read a book and allow that to be a guilt-free activity, because like sitting and reading and like, is everyone okay? But it has to be guilt-free or it doesn't count. You know, you have not released that mental load and you haven't truly made the mindset shift that you help people with. You're still doing that thing, whatever that thing is. Do you have a way to help folks with that guilt part that happens?
Well, I always go back to, so how would that make you feel if you just really enjoyed that? Like, get in that. How would it be? How would it be to walk outside? How would it be just to read and relax?
Yeah.
And how would you feel after you did that? Would you be like, so okay, come like go play with the kids? You would feel in a different space instead of just tight.
It's true.
Because when you're tight, are you really connecting with your kids? Are you really enjoying your life? Or is it just one thing after another? Mm-hmm. It's like, get into the feeling, because that's really what changes us. Mm-hmm. That's what is the feeling place. Mm-hmm. And we have a choice, right? Yeah. And again, going, you want to give more when you're full.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling good about yourself, you know, when you're happiest, I hear this from men, when mama's happy and everybody's
Well,
happy.
That's what I was thinking when you're like, when you're tight, you don't want to feel tight. And it's like, and no one wants to be around that.
Exactly. Yeah. So then everyone wins. Say you're happier than the husband and the children and, you know, family or coworkers, right?
It's so
everybody
true.
Wins when you feel good. Everybody is the recipient.
Yes.
Of that. And you share that and then people, they get in that. You share the energy.
Yeah. And giving, you know, other people permission to do the same for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I've definitely found, you know, I'm married and have a really, really great husband. And when I do that, he's more than happy to, you know, whatever story I have of like, no, this has to get done or anything, you know, it's like, if I allow myself to be, he'll either pick up the pieces of whatever it is, or he's more than willing to like take my example of like, yes, we are nurturing you right now. And it's like, oh, you know, and it's really up to me to create that example, I have found. And, you know, it's like you teach people how to treat you. And so if you're like the running all the time and being worn out, then it's like, oh, that's who she is. That's what she wants to do. And so we do have to take responsibility for that as well. So it behooves us to get it together, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so you help people create momentum in their life and business. So can you just talk about specifically how? Because I know one kind of supports the other, but they also are kind of like two different entities. So how do you help people create momentum in their life and business?
Well, I say, you know, what is momentum? Momentum is, it's like you put a ball at the top of a hill, right? And so if you drop that ball, it starts off slowly, but it gains going faster and faster. And so it, is it easier once that ball gets rolling? It gets the effort. You don't have to put as much effort into it, right? Isn't that what we're looking for?
Yes.
So it always starts with, this is, you know, you talked about resistance a little bit, right? And resistance is not a bad thing. It's more to be aware of, like, again, going back to awareness. But what I'm saying is, first, I always say, get in alignment. Because we can always take action. I mean, I think society is so action oriented, which is great. You got to take action to gain momentum, to move forward. Mm-hmm. However, if it's just to go, I got to do this, and we're tense, and, you know, especially in business, I know you work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and we're just like, doing, what do I do? What do I do? Instead, sometimes taking a moment to go, what do I want? You know, is this in alignment with who I am? Does it feel good, or am I stressed out?
Mm-hmm. So when you say, just really quick, to get in alignment, is that what you mean, to ask yourself those questions, stop and ask those questions?
Well, I believe in meditation.
Okay.
I believe in, you know, and meditation could be in different things. It could be actually, you know, closing your eyes. I meditate every morning because that puts me in alignment, puts me in a calm place. No matter what is going on, I especially during the week, I do that first, because then I go to go, what's most important to me today? How do I want to be today? And that, it just goes back to, what do I want? And in alignment with my overall goals or vision that I have for my life. That's what I mean by alignment. And if it's not in alignment and you are stressed out to the max, and you're wanting to be healthy and to enjoy your life. I mean, that to me, that's an intention. That's your vision. For me, that is really important, because I'm into health and fitness. And honestly, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You can't do anything else, can you?
Yep. Nope. That's true.
So I just say, get in alignment that way. Sometimes people get an alignment from exercising, walking in the hills, all of those things can do that for you. But I always say, before you even start going, which, how many times do we get up in the morning, we go through that to-do list? And so get in alignment first, and then go, what is inspired action? You know, get into inspired action of what, I always say, what's going to move you forward today?
Okay. Nice.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Just making sure our listeners know, so we're not, like, you know, vibing and speaking our language with people listening, like, well, what does that even mean? How do I do that? So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm sure many of who's listening makes a to-do list or has a plan for the day, right? But how often do we go, you know, you've got 10 things on the list, and you know, when you're writing them down, that you're not going to do all of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And so I always say, what three things can you do that is going to actually move you forward? Because most of the time we take the easiest things that are, like, simple, and we get those done, and we don't get the big chunks of things that actually will help us, like, bam.
Yeah.
Forward.
Right.
And gain that momentum and move, you know, you in the direction of where you want to go. So then it gets easier, instead of doing all those little things, or you don't even get the list done because you're overwhelmed. And then you get disappointed that you didn't get the things you want to get done.
And thus the cycle continues. Yeah. And I totally agree with you with that. Come from, like, where's your action coming from? Even when I give my clients, like, what they're going to work on that week, I call it inspired action steps, because it still needs to be coming from an inspired place. I don't want to call it homework. And it's true, because otherwise you're busy being busy. There's so much for us to fill our days with. So you're so right that you need to check in first. And, you know, as someone who feels led and inspired, and I do check in some, and though I'm such a Capricorn, where I have my calendar and I got my to-do list for sure. I got my apps where I take notes, like, all of that. And so sometimes that's from here, but when I check in, sometimes I get a different direction, and that's the direction I take. And so, and you're right, those will be the things that truly move me towards what I really intend. Right. And so it's, yeah, sometimes it's just like, well, just hop on a call with Stacy. That might be like, oh, I just get to chat it up with a brilliant other business owner. Okay. And that's the thing that moves it forward, even though I had so many other things on my Wednesday to-do list, right? So absolutely, absolutely fabulous advice. And that's a great, nugget for people listening. If nothing else, that's a free shift, you know, that you can just make that really can be a game changer. And as a to-do lister, I also have done that for myself of, I do have to brain dump, but then you do need to pick the essential things that like, well, what will move the needle forward? Because what you'll find is it's probably not the thing that you really want to do. It's going to take a little bit of effort. You have to get out of your comfort zone. So I love that as well. Looking at what are those things that truly matter, you know, you'll be better served focusing on those and not the busy being busy minutia that are on the list. So super cool. So I know a little bit about things you teach, and you talked about meditation. And so I definitely, with my little active brain, will sometimes when I like wake up, I'll all of a sudden be like, and it just starts going. And then, so I have my little altar right here fired up. And so that's where I'll come to like bring it on back. And I have been really served with having a morning practice, and I know that's something you talk about. So can you just talk to us about the importance of it? What does that look like? And just break it on down for our listeners.
Yeah. Like I said, we can get going even before we get out of bed. Uh-huh. Right. I mean, I talk about this a lot in my programs, because what I found is that, you know, you can get on a negative route easily.
So true.
By going through that mental to-do list, right?
Yeah.
And in being in awareness, I mean, that is just like the key for so many things, being aware of how you're thinking. I always go, so are you aware of what you're thinking when you first wake up? People gonna go, no. You know, right then and there, we can choose how we are, how we intend the day to go, if we are aware. But most of the time, we're on that habitual thing. So I always say, create a ritual, a morning ritual, whatever that looks like for you, right? But just being aware, going, okay, waking up and having the awareness is, oh, it feels good. I'm feeling good. I'm rested or whatever, because just it only takes 17 seconds to really get on some kind of momentum, thought momentum. And I believe in the law of attraction, which we're all vibrational beings. Mm-hmm. We're putting up vibrations in our emotions and our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so even in the morning as we go, we're starting some kind of momentum with that. And so there is a law of attraction where that thought will go and that thought. So if we start kind of going, gosh, I hope there's no traffic.
Uh-huh.
I hope my clients show up on time.
Mm.
Gosh, I hope they show up. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be all that. And so all of a sudden you're going like this, where you could go, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. You know, oh, I'm so looking forward to the clients that I have that I'm working with. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's so fun for me to watch people. You know what I mean? So right there, just getting into that mode of different thinking.
Yeah.
And gratitude. You know, a lot of people have a morning ritual of just being in gratitude of what they have already. And when we're full of what we already have, then we don't think of what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we go, well, you know, we get in that. And so what I suggest is you create that, and it doesn't take you any more time than other than changing the way you're thinking and thinking differently and just going, I'm going to choose the way I think. I'm going to be in gratitude. I'm going to intend, how do I want my day to go? Do I want to feel great? Do I want to feel energized? What do I got going on? How is that going to, like, you visualize it. There's athletes, I'm sure you've heard of this, that visualize their run or their routine that they're doing over and over and over again in their mind. And they've tested people where they will, their muscles fire the same way, even if they're not doing it.
It's remarkable.
It's firing because they're visualizing it. So it's the same thing where if we intend what we want to have during that day, maybe you're doing a presentation and you visualize yourself doing that, right? You are more apt to have what you want if you are intending that for the day.
Yeah.
And so I found that that's really powerful. People go, wow, my days have been so much happier. and flowing because I just thought, this is how I want my day to go.
Yeah, and you walk and live into it. It is so remarkable, and I know it on a level, but it just never ceases to amaze me. And yeah, like that example of visualizing and the body, you know, the mind controls everything, and so your body kind of doesn't know the difference. And it's since it's invisible and our senses that we're used to, you know, can't grasp that, then we will default, you know, to like what we can see and grasp and taste and touch. But it is so true. And whether someone listening is familiar with the law of attraction or not, we've all had the experience where we were in a great mood and everything was going great and someone stubbed your toe, or, you know, you can get in an accident or anything. And if your outlook up until that point was okay, then you're like, that's all right. At least we didn't die, or, you know, that's okay. At least I didn't break my toe. But at the same time, if you've been on a just an icky mindset, anything can happen where you that just sets you off and you're like, I'm done, right? Because you were already in a negative mindset. So even if you believe in this quotey fingers or not, you have experienced that your outlook alone will color how you move throughout your day and then what shows up for you. And it's not that you won't stub your toe or have an accident of any kind or anything, but it's just how you even respond or just how it lands for you is going to be different. And so, and then it's truly manifesting as like a better day. You know, it's not saying that you control everything, but it's like how you perceive it, but also what shows up for you, what wavelength you're on, you know, all of that really does matter. And we've all experienced it, whether you're familiar with the law of attraction or not. So really jumpstarting your day. Like if at any time you want to be conscious or aware, it just sounds like the morning is the time to do that, because it does take some mental discipline. So for beginners or whatever, the morning time, if you're going to pay attention, the morning is when to do it. Definitely.
I call it building a mindset muscle.
Okay.
It's creating a new thought habit in the morning, you know? And sometimes you're going to remember.
Yeah.
Actually have a sheet of paper on my ceiling.
Really?
That reminds me, you know, it's going to be a great day. You
oh
know,
my gosh.
Just remind me to choose to be aware, because we go. Our bodies are meant to be habitual because it serves us, right? Because if we had to think about everything that we do, from talking and speaking and digesting and all kind of stuff, we couldn't do it. We couldn't. So, it serves us, yet those things, if we're just aware to go, I can choose, then it's different.
Yeah. Super, super powerful. So where just in your life or your business, you know, this is called Shine On Sista, because I really feel like when you, you know, just kind of like highlight what you already are awesome at or that you love and just where you shine the brightest, you're already, that momentum like is on your side, right? So just to know more about you, where do you feel like you shine the brightest?
I guess it's just inspiring people to believe that they can be, do, and have anything. That you have the power within. That I always say, I'm not going to tell you what to do or anything, because you already have all the answers. I help people see and understand that it's all within them already. I just help them wade through some of this stuff, some of the stories that they have, and unveil that and reveal that to themselves, that they have the power all the time.
Nice.
And I love that, because when they find that, they're just like, whew, like they open up and it's their power that just comes out. And that is so rewarding to me. And so when I can help someone do that and they just smile and they're happier, I mean, people start smiling.
Wow.
Where beginning they weren't. And I go, do you realize you're smiling more? And they honestly, they don't even realize it.
Wow.
And they're shining on sister, like you're saying. That's what they're able to do more of.
That is such a gift that you give others. Thank you for that work you do. And you also came bearing gifts, right? So we talked about that morning ritual. So what do you have to share?
Yes, I have something that I created to help people create their own ritual in the morning, and it's called
Perfect.
Morning Mindset Makeover. But there's a link that you can get this. It is a video of me, and I kind of walk you through how do you create that in the morning. And then there's a worksheet that helps you take just the thoughts that you have and actually put it into the whole day. And so you can create your to-do list, what you want to let go. Maybe you've got some for the day, how they, how do you want to feel, and then celebrating the successes. So it's a worksheet that puts that whole thing together,
Cool.
and you can get that from it's
I
Morning
have the
Mindset
link.
Gift.
Yeah, morningmindsetgift.com. And we'll also include that in the show notes. So thank you so much for bringing that gift. So we hyped up, getting a morning ritual, and you're actually gonna give us the gift of walking us through it. So thank you for your generosity. I appreciate that. Any just last things you want to say to the listeners who are struggling with the thing that you actually help people with?
I guess the main thing would be just be aware of how you're thinking. And so many times our beliefs about ourselves aren't really true, because I'll ask people, so what you believe about yourself, is that true? And most of the time they go, no, it's just a story I'm telling myself, right? And a belief is just something we say over and over and over again. That's all it is, right? And being aware of how you're talking to yourself, and be gentle, be nice. We should be our best friend, yet many times we're our worst enemy, right? So be gentle and know that you can be, do, or have anything, and it's all within you, all the power, it is within you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Stacy, for being with us. We so enjoyed
Thank
having
you.
you. You're
Yeah,
welcome.
so much.
All right. Have a good one. And if you loved that episode and you want to dive deeper into how to launch your soul-centered business online, I created a free training just for you. Go to jennifercovington.com/freebie and you can snag that training now. That's jennifercovington.com/freebie, and you will be ready to go.